Support comes from you and from the Cooperage Project, Honesdale, PA, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill, public radio for Sullivan County, the Catskills, and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. Live music from WJFF is coming right up. Welcome to live music from WJFF. I'm Kathy Geary. I'll be your host today. Today's program features two singer-songwriters, Callie Seastrand and Sean Murray. All right, I'm excited to be here today. The first Saturday of every month, WJFF is going to be bringing you live music from some of our talented local singer-songwriters. And on today's program, I'm really pleased to have here live in the studio, Callie Seastrand. She'll start the program off, and then we'll hear from Sean Murray. So, Callie, welcome. Hi. Lean into the microphone.
Oh, hi, thank you for having me, Kathy.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here today. So, Callie is a songwriter, and in addition to singing her own songs, she does some beautiful renditions of Stevie Nicks and a lot of older folk music. But today, she's going to be performing her own original songs.
Yes.
So, Callie, what would you like to start with?
I'm going to start off with a song that I wrote called First Avenue. And it's a bit of an homage to the folk scene in Greenwich Village that was happening in the late 60s.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, Callie, you don't play an acoustic guitar. What do you play?
I'm playing an Appalachian dulcimer.
And tell us about that just a bit.
Sure. It's an American instrument, and obviously it's from the Appalachian Mountains. It's three strings or four strings,
nice.
Simple, diatonic scale.
So when you play the dulcimer, you lay it across your lap.
Yes,
you
yes.
Lay it across your lap. So we're thrilled to bring Callie Seastrand her first song. All right, give me a second to set the mics up, and we'll get going. Surprise!
Whoops. Woke you right up.
That'll get you. Sorry. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
She'd live real freely, finding strangers to stay with, stealing apples to eat. She read about it in the 60s when they were playing in Washington Square. She read about it for a while, saying, I really don't she grabbed her bags and her saved up cash, feeling wings of freedom on her back. She read about it in a book somewhere, life on the fast track. She read about it for a while, saying, I really don't care. What you want me to be?
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, that's just
thank
lovely,
you.
Kali.
Thank you.
So, wow. What a voice you have.
Thank
what a
you.
Voice you have.
Thank you.
How did you start singing and playing dulcimer? What's that?
Okay, I started singing in chorus in high school.
And me
I did
too.
Musical theater.
Really? Musical
yes.
theater?
Yeah. And I really loved songwriting. I originally was playing keyboard. And I would do simple chords and stuff. And then I got a ukulele. And then when I was listening to the Blue Album and I found the dulcimer, I really wanted to learn that. And then I dove fully in.
Well, now, I've heard you do Joni Mitchell songs with the dulcimer.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how you found this instrument.
That's how I found it, was from, Joni Mitchell's Blue Album.
So when you write on the dulcimer, you don't start on the keyboard. You actually compose right on
the dulcimer. Oh, yeah, right on it. Yeah, because this is more intuitive to play.
When did you write that song?
I wrote that song last spring.
That's interesting.
Yeah, the past spring, yeah.
So you started in high school. Were you writing songs then as well?
Yeah, I was writing songs then on the keyboard, yeah.
So I read a little bit about you. You have a Facebook page?
Yes, Facebook is at Kali C. Strand.
How do you spell that?
KaliSeestrand.
Kali C. Strand with a K.
Yep, with a K.
You went to the Fashion Institute in Manhattan.
Yes, I did.
So what was that like? Why did you attend fashion school?
Well, growing up here, I always thought, I want to go to the city. I want to go to the city. So college was the first opportunity to leave and go to the city. And then, a small fish in a big pond. So it was overwhelming at first. But after my second year, I got more acclimated and was able to have more fun and enjoy it for what it is. But I'm still a country girl.
Now, when you were at the Fashion Institute, did you create and sew your own clothes?
I actually studied fine art, so it was drawing, painting, and sculpting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's also why I love Joni Mitchell so much, because she showed you could be a painter and a musician.
She does talk about that in her music. Now, I also found out from your Facebook page that you are instructing at the Bethel Woods Center for the Arts.
Yeah, that's a new thing for me. I'm going to be a teaching artist there, yeah.
But now you're not teaching music, you're teaching visual arts.
I'm teaching some workshops. I'm also teaching Explore the 60s, which is going to be super fun, because we know I love vintage clothing and vintage stuff. I collect especially 60s and 70s. So I'm so excited to teach the kids about it when they come for their field trip. And then also musical theater, too, a two-week summer program. So that'll be fun. Get me back into that a little.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Well, now, you perform locally in our area. I know you just did a gig last night at Rafter's Tavern in Calicoon.
Yeah, we just did that last night, both me and Sean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's very exciting. So I've seen you perform on a few occasions, and I'm always intrigued by the combination of the music and the clothes. I remember one time you had on a Moroccan It was like a jacket. It was a Moroccan jacket, and it had like a sheep's wool around the cuffs and on the inside. And you told me it was your grandma's.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking about my yaya's coat. Yeah, that was my grandma. She got it on her honeymoon in Poland. Yeah.
Well, you have a very distinctive style, not only in the way you dress, but in the way you sing and the way you write your songs.
Thank you.
Your songs are pretty serious. Your songs are very serious.
Yeah.
Do you, what motivates you to write, what motivates you to write a song? When do you sit down and go, this is a song?
Yeah, it's usually to cope with something that's difficult, for me emotionally, or, if I feel really inspired by something and I want to create that image. Like that song was to create that image and also reflect on my experience in the city because I was no longer living there anymore and what I imagined going there, but that's not really there anymore.
First Avenue. So when did you leave the city? How long have you been living up here?
I lived there from 2015 to 2017. So I've been back here since 2017, yeah.
Well, would you like to sing something else for us?
Oh, yeah, of course.
What would you like? What are you going to treat us to?
I'm going to play next Old Folk Song, which is a sing-along song.
No, this is another original song.
Yes, another original song. And we're going to get some bass on this one.
It's a new Old Folk Song.
Yeah.
So Sean Murray is also here in the studio with us. We're going to be hearing some of his songs a little bit later in the program. But right now, Sean has got an orchestral double bass. It's a gorgeous dark mahogany bass, stand-up bass, and both Callie and Sean are playing completely acoustically today. So what you're hearing on the radio is truly live. This is what it would sound like if you were sitting right here in the room with these two, and I'm feeling very lucky to be right here. This song is called Old Folk Song. This is Callie Seastrand and Sean Murray live on WJFF. Wow, Kelly, that's a great song. That's an interesting combination. That's like an, you mentioned the war in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
people coming together.
Yeah.
And yet it yeah. sounds like some kind of old ballad. So it's like a protest song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's a that's little bit of the protest. I love the sound of the drone.
Thank you. That's the dulcimer. That's the
I that, love
that's
that.
What it's notorious for, right? That droning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow, protest songs in 60s and 70s, but you've made it current.
Yeah, yeah.
You brought it into today.
Yeah, that was difficult, actually, to to do, to figure out a way that I was going to write about it, but also make it personal and bring it into today, yeah.
Well, I like the thing you said, it's in the key of C, so you can sing along.
Right, it's not actually even in the key of C either. That's just something I read, that people used to say, singing in C, and C is the people's key, and I was like, I need to use that lyric. Did so you, I'm just referring to that, yeah.
It makes me think of Pete Seeger.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see him live?
I've never seen him live, no. Yeah. I've watched him live on YouTube, like in a video, but not in...
Yeah. Well, you certainly have plugged into that current. Mm-hmm. You really have plugged into that current.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've got more songs, and we could talk about stuff, but, you know, I would love to hear you sing.
Of course, sure, yeah.
Again, what would you like to share with us?
I'm going to play an original song called Black and Blue, mm-hmm. and this one's more of a waltz kind of feel.
6/8. So, Black and Blue.
Yes.
Introduce the song before you do it for
oh,
us.
Oh, sure.
Just tell us
this is a song that I wrote more stream of consciousness. I had been playing the chord progression, and I really enjoyed the way it sounded, and so I just put my phone on record on my voice memos, and whatever was coming out, and then I wrote it down, looked at it, and tweaked it a bit, and made it into more of something that I thought was cohesive, but it was something that came together very easily.
You're talking in one session?
Yes, the song, yeah, it was pretty much done, yeah. Normally it's not that way, but sometimes it happens, so this was one like that, yeah.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Crying, God did lie, I'm wide awake.
is Callie C. Strand and Sean Murray, live in the studio here at WJFF. Wow. So you have such a sense of a traditional folk melody.
I love that, yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I said, I love that. That's my favorite, yeah.
So I can't believe you wrote that in one sitting. That's really pretty amazing. That's the kind of thing other songwriters like dream about. It's just going to come to me all at once.
Sometimes, not always.
Yeah. So you and Sean, how long have you been playing together?
August of last year.
Yeah, August.
You know, I love the combination of these two instruments. It's such an unusual pairing. This gigantic stand-up bass, such a beautiful, and then the ringing dulcimer. That's really an unusual, but a really beautiful combination.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was Sean ruminated on that and has been working hard to.
I was doing sound at a country fair in Calicoon. And saw her playing her dulcimer, and I had recently acquired this upright bass. I've been playing electric bass since I was 16, and I said, this is the person who I need to play my upright bass with.
Well, you certainly, you made a good choice here, I think. So have you ever been in a band? I know you said you've done musical theater. And you've been up on stage in costume singing with all kinds
with our
of
friends,
ensembles.
Yeah.
So you read music?
No.
She shook her head no, people. She said
no. I cannot, no. In high school, I could sight sing, but I haven't read sheet music since doing theater, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever played in a band?
No,
outside
I've never played
of this in a band.
In a
band.
Just the collective, yeah, which was what you saw, yeah, our ensemble.
How many songs do you think you've composed? How many original songs have you written?
Like everything?
Your choice.
A choice. I don't know. I guess maybe like 25 or something total, but the ones that I actually play and like are much less.
So at some point, I imagine you're going to go into a recording studio and cut an album.
I would love to do that. Yeah, it's about getting the right material together. I want to be excited about what I'm going to be doing. And I've been concentrating, on the dulcimer the past 2 years now. So I want it to be focused kind of on that. And I want to make more stuff, more songs that are focusing on the dulcimer and the different sounds I can get out of it. Yeah.
Well, now, Callie is playing two different dulcimers today. Mm-hmm. She started with, as she said, the Appalachian dulcimer.
Yeah, more traditional, yeah.
You know, it's I don't know if you have ever seen the Appalachian dulcimer, but it has little hearts that are cut out for the sound holes. Right now, Callie is playing on something that looks more like a traditional guitar, but it's a very unusual shape. And it lays flat in her lap, but it looks like a traditional guitar with F sound holes. Very interesting combination. So, you've been singing for a very long time, but I've heard you perform over the past year, and you've become a very confident singer. When you sing a song, you compose a song, you stay in the same, do you sing it to suit your instrument? Do you know what I'm trying to say? How do you determine what key? How high, how low?
For me recently with playing the dulcimer, I've come up a lot of times with the chords first or that kind of a sound, and I just listen to it until I hear the melodies that I'm hearing that might go with it. And as I'm composing, usually I go, oh, that will be a good part for next, and I hear that melody and quick record it into my phone and then figure out where I'm going to add it in. Sometimes it's cut up in pieces, and then I can put them together,
That's just really fascinating, because sometimes in the moment, you'll sing something and then you won't be able to remember later. What was that I sang?
Perfect. I always record it. Even if it's the middle of the night, I'll turn over and grab my phone, put it on voice memos really quick and just record it in case. And I think I have so many of those that I haven't even gone into, but to me, it's almost like a backup reserve in case I'm like itching to write something. I have no ideas. I can go into that and maybe listen and pull something from there.
Now, that's interesting, because I know a lot of songwriters, they keep a little pencil and a journal around. Mm-hmm. You get an idea, you write it down really quick. But the ability to have a phone and to have a little melody come to you and to record it, that's an incredible tool.
Oh, it's such an incredible tool. Yeah, because I could write it down and then look at the words and I don't really know. And maybe it'll come back at some point, but it's not the same as being able to listen and go, amazing. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Wow. So what an inventive song. You have a very easy access to your higher voice,
mm-hmm.
because I hear that I think our audience maybe hears this as well, a very round, kind of a darker sound to your voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a fluty soprano.
Mm-mm.
Like Joni Mitchell had a higher voice.
Mm-hmm.
But Callie, the thing that's really gifted about your singing is your ability to go up higher into your voice and to do it easily. Mm-hmm. A lot of singers, they have to get louder or they have to push. I'm thinking like Adele.
Right.
When she sings higher, the whole quality of the voice changes.
Mm-hmm.
But you take your voice up into its high range and you don't hear a big change.
Mm.
It's just a beautiful singing voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really well done.
Thank you.
Have you ever had voice lessons?
Not particularly.
No, she's looking off into the distance.
No,
because like,
I would say when I was in high school doing chorus, we would train for Area Allstate, and so I'd do sometimes like a bit of like just me and my chorus teacher, Colleen Barber, mm-hmm. Or me and a couple other altos or something. We would be in there working, and so in that way, it was a bit of it was training. But I never went weekly for voice lessons mm-hmm. or anything like that. No.
Yeah. Well, I've as a singer myself, there's nothing that will develop your singing than performing.
Mm-hmm.
You get out and you sing in front of people.
It's different singing under nerves. Yeah.
Well, you know, singing in front of an audience is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Singing to a microphone in a studio is another.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually going into a recording studio is even different.
All different art forms.
Now Callie is not wearing headphones today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that frees, I think that always frees singer. Because you're not so self-conscious hearing your own voice.
Mm.
You're more involved in the singing.
Yeah.
So let's talk about singing some more, or let's hear you sing some more.
Okay, yeah. So I have one more, and then we're going to do a duet, and then Sean's going to be next, so stay tuned for that. This last one I'm going to play is called Lovely, and this was a song from this summer.
All right.
Yeah.
Callie C. Strand and Sean Murray live in the studio here on WJFF.
And
And I'm tired of hearing I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing I'm sorry. I'm tired of feeling I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm tired of feeling all. I'm tired of feeling all. Yeah, couldn't you keep calling me lovely? Oh, yeah, couldn't you keep calling me lovely? Oh, couldn't you keep calling me lovely? Oh, yeah, couldn't you, couldn't you? If time is why, well, that's just a lie. If I had I'm tired of feeling old. Yeah, couldn't you keep calling me lovely? Oh, yeah, couldn't you keep calling me lovely? Oh, couldn't you keep calling me lovely? Oh, yeah, couldn't you, couldn't you?
Yeah. All right. Kelly Seastrand, live at WJFF. Now, if I was an A&R guy for a record label, that's the single. That's the hit, man. That is a single. That's a wonderful song.
Thank you.
Reminiscent of a Stevie Nicks kind of a feel to it. You do a beautiful cover of her song.
Thank you.
Too. So we're switching up a little bit right now. Sean Murray is switching from his stand-up bass, his big, huge doghouse, and he's switching to acoustic guitar, and it'll just take a second here. And now Kelly Seastrand and Sean Murray are going to do a duet. Sean is playing guitar.
Wait, we're going to need two, right? What? Are we going to sing to this one?
Oh, okay. All right, they're doing a duet. Yeah. Now, what's the name of the song?
It's called Playing Around is the name of the song.
Okay, Playing Around. And who wrote this song?
I wrote this song when I was 17, so 13 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, hang on 1 second. We're going to adjust the mics, and then we'll go live music from WJFF.
And I'll sit here, yeah.
Get close.
All right, I think we're all set here, people. Okay. All right, live from WJFF, Kelly Seastrand and Sean Murray.
I don't mean to be so physical. Inside I'm saying your lips should be laid into mine. For the night's passed us by, but we just keep playing. Playing around, oh yes we do. World just keeps turning to said we'll just keep playing. Playing around and around and around. You're with me now. Oh, how we grew, oh, so loud. But not now. I can't hear one sound inside. I'm saying that we should quit playing around and get down. Oh, we could get down right now. But we'll just keep playing. Playing around, oh, yes, we do. World just keeps turning to said we'll just keep playing. Playing around and around and around. saw some fear in me and suddenly opens her mouth. She says,
"Wow, I just can't figure out why I'm here staying, but you'll just keep playing around."
And pow, she knocks me right out and we'll just keep playing around. Oh yes we do. World just keeps turning to said we'll just keep playing around and around and around and around and around and around and around.
Well, the sound of your voices together is really something special.
Thank you.
That's an incredible blend.
Yeah.
That's an incredible blend.
Yeah.
That's Callie Seastrand and Sean Murray. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to live music here on WJFF. The first Saturday of every month, we feature live music right here in the studio from some of our local musicians. Now we're going to get more acquainted with Sean Murray.
Oh.
So you two both live here. Apparently, you're both from here.
Yes.
Sean, were you born here?
I was born in Queens, and my family moved to Calicoon when I was at the age of 2. So I am a city baby and a country boy.
So, you know, it's interesting. You wrote that last song when you were 17.
17 in high school, yeah.
So many people, you know, Callie had mentioned earlier, she's just dying to get to the city. She was just dying to get to the city and went into school at the Fashion Institute. And then as quickly as she went, she came back as quick as she could and has pretty much stayed here. Sean, you've never moved away.
I have.
Oh, you have.
But not at that age. I at age 25, after I had already started working and as things like that in a trade union, I kind of got the itch and I did a bunch of traveling all around the United States and I wound up landing in Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And I lived there for 2.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what ever possessed you to leave the paradise of Hawaii?
Oh, man. The paradise of the Catskills,
yeah.
And the paradise of family and all those things. Those are tenets of my core reality, I think so.
That's beautifully said.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a magical place.
It is.
I myself was lucky to stumble into it. I wasn't born here, but I have certainly found a community here. Mm-hmm. And the richness of the musical community here is really deep.
Yes, true.
And one of the things that I find interesting about you, Sean, is that most people, you typically play bass guitar. Yeah. I've seen you accompanying in different bands.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing bass guitar.
Yeah.
Most people that play bass started out playing a 6-string guitar, and then they join a band, and the loser gets to play the bass. But you told me you started out playing bass.
I did, yeah. I was the last guy in the band in high school.
No.
So, yeah.
So how old were you when you started playing?
I got my first bass when I was 16.
Wow.
And that one collected a lot of dust and got busted before I really learned much. And then the next year, my brother Joseph, he bought me a little bit more of an intermediate quality bass. And from that point on, I stuck in that corner until I was about 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're also a singer-songwriter, and we're going to hear a couple of original songs from Sean. What would you like to sing for us?
I think the next one I'll sing is called Soul Seekers.
Soul Seekers. This is Sean Murray.
Thank you.
see. And it's so difficult to breathe. Change, I wanna be. Kind eyes begging me to speak. You know what I'd be if I lay safely into your arms, my friend. Well, expecting to exceed your every expectation. I'm waiting, but I'm patient for my new day to be conceived. And it begins and ends, then begins again. Deciding who to be, that began and then ended, but then it ends, it ends, it ends. Easy to be seen, yet so difficult to breathe. Change, I wanna be. Kind eyes begging me to speak. You know what I'd be if I lay safely into your arms, my friend. Well, expecting to exceed your every expectation. I'm waiting, but I'm patient for my new day to be conceived. And it begins and ends, then begins again. Deciding who to be, that began then ended, but then it ends, it ends, it ends. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, Sean, that's a beautiful song, man.
Thank you very much.
You have a really unique personal style.
Mm.
That's not a folk song.
Maybe not.
It's not a folk song.
People ask me to classify what they're hearing sometimes.
We don't even need to ask that question.
I say new folk, you know,
new
maybe
folk.
N-U with that little two dots over there.
Do you know Nick Drake?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar.
Who inspires you as a songwriter?
An enormous, unlimited palette that can cover anything from classical and jazz to all the way up to rap and pop.
See, I hear a kind of a jazz sort of thing, but that could just be because of the rhythm.
I would say a lot of the rhythm comes from being the bass man for so long, and Yeah, in fact, my style, you know, I do a little bit of, it's kind of like a slap style on guitar.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
I'm bouncing my thumb as opposed to plucking or strumming.
He's talking about the way he uses his right hand.
Right hand.
Usually you use your fingernails and you kind of pluck the strings, but he's kind of hitting them.
Yeah.
The way a bass player would, like a slap.
Right. Yeah.
I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
That was just so beautiful.
Thank you. I will admit that I did the same verse twice. There is actually two verses in that song, but you know.
Well, you know, some of the best songwriters do repeat verses.
Yeah,
it's been known to happen.
Surely, yeah. So if you want to hear that song in its actuality, you better come see us play.
Well, now, who have you played with?
I have played... In high school, I was in a band called Corporate Disguise.
Oh, I love that name.
Yeah, and that featured Timmy Gorzinski, who is of Gorzinski Farm.
Okay.
And he was an amazing songwriter who taught me a lot about music and stuff in the beginning. Yeah, he wrote some grunge protest songs that were pretty rough and tumble. But he had a great music sensibility and just... we had an awesome musical kinship, so shouting him out.
There's something very gentle about your song.
Yeah.
I've heard you sing live.
Sure.
And there's always something very gentle going on.
Mm.
And there's a lot of poetry in your lyrics, a lot of...
Sure.
Imagery.
Sure.
Yeah, a gentleness there, Sean, that's just wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I played also, the other main act who I've supported on bass was Kaahele. That's Kaahele. And she's a local who grew up around here.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Kelly Hyde, and she's the one who lured me to Hawaii.
With that ukulele and those grass skirts.
She's on Spotify and all the music outlets if you want to check out that music. We released an album at the beginning of last year together where I played all the bass on that album called Star That Met the Tide.
And Star That Met the Tide, and you can find that on Spotify?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All the major music outlets, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just Google it.
You know, Kali had mentioned earlier that she played ukulele at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a very expressive instrument.
It really can. You can do a lot with very little.
I want to hear another song, Sean.
I would like to, too.
What would you like to play for us?
I think the one I'll play now is called Virtuoso.
I'm going to make one small adjustment.
Yeah. This song's called Virtuoso, and it's about the musical process. It's about musical community. It's about accepting yourself and accepting and encouraging those around you.
Wow.
I'm no virtuoso, so it seems. Just a guy with his eyes on a dream. They say that talent needs to be seen to be believed. I'll persevere until I'm perceived. Teach me every lesson that I could need. Learn me the hard way if that's what seems like it's what needs to be. I've lived in doubt, but now I'm without convincing that mine don't serve me no more. And now I prepare for what's in store. Yeah, 'cause I'm good enough and worked so hard so far. I ain't gonna give it up, no way, no how. You're good enough as well, and yeah, I think you're swell. I just wanna get you out of your dry spell. And so we're running out the darkness into the light, running out the darkness into the light. Ooh. Ooh.
easy for me to be. I could be no one other than me. So many people have graced these strings I'm strumming. Yeah, I was just humming along, and now we share a common sea. Future's coming so fast, my flat past hope I grasp on every moment. Flows like water, taut, presser, pissing. No, it's gonna plunge into abyss, and then I know in every void a new life can grow. In every wake, a rider in tow. And I'm good enough, and work so hard so far. I ain't gonna give this up, no way, no how. You're good enough as well. Yeah, I know you're swell. Yes, you're good enough as well. God, I think you're swell. I just wanna get you out of your dark cloud. And so we're running out the darkness into the light. Running out the darkness into the light of love, love, love. Into the light of love, love, love. Into the light of love. I wanna pick you up. I wanna see the light of your love.
Sean Murray, 100% organic, 100% authentic, positive and uplifting.
Thank
and
you.
Just beautiful.
That's what I'm shooting at, yeah.
Well, you know, when you introduced the song, you set a high bar. You know, I wanna encourage everyone around me to make music, and you really delivered.
Thank you.
There's nothing there's nothing sarcastic. Mm. It's positive. Mm. It's got a great energy to it.
Oh, thank you.
It's really beautiful, Sean. It's beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate that coming from you, one of the most beautiful singer and songwriters around.
Well, thank you. I'm blushing now. You can't see that on the radio.
It's true.
So wow, Sean, you mentioned earlier that you had written that song that you did as a duet with Kali when you were 17.
Yeah. Actually, I did not write it as a duet, but later, you know, I played.
Well, you
it
guys
for,
didn't know each other when you were 17.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But as time went on, I realized the dialogue within that song. There was actually a part written from the perspective of a woman, or from a partner, from an opposition there. So I wanted to take the opportunity once I met some excellent female vocalists and to use that dialogue to really feature them. And
that's interesting you say that, because in that song you just played, I felt like you were talking to me, or, you know, I think you're swell. It's got a very communicative sense. You're talking to somebody. Mm. You're saying something you want someone to hear.
Mm. Yeah, part of it is talking to myself, tamping myself up, because it can be really easy to get critical.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's so much easier to bolster up those external to you or who you love and tell them how much they mean to you and what you feel about them. And I think if we can turn that around and point it at ourselves a little bit and give ourselves that same support, we can actually achieve a self-actualization.
Well, that's an incredible use of songwriting.
Thank you.
You know, there's all kinds of songwriters. Some songwriters, some of our most famous and commercially successful songwriters, they just whine. and they're depressed and they're sharing, I'm broken, oh Lord. You know, but music can also be an incredible force, an uplifting force.
Agreed.
And that's where you're headed. That's
you.
Where you pointed.
Thank
Sean,
you.
We've got time for another song.
I got one more for you.
You got one more for us.
This
What's
one's
it called?
Lacking Love. So just to bring it onto the opposite end of that spectrum, sometimes we feel something.
Well, there is a beauty in sadness.
There is. And
you know,
I hope that comes
life has to be complete with both.
Truth.
All right. Live in the studio here at WJFF, Sean Murray with his original song. And the title one more time?
Lacking Love.
Lacking Love. Sean Murray.
Mm-hmm.
fit you like a glove, but yeah, I know I'm getting tattered with my age. Beyond my years, that's what folks always try and tell me around here. But I know better than to believe. I tell them no, just don't leave me lacking love. Otherwise I'm slower than a slug, but still I'm hoping to catch up to you someday. No, don't leave me lacking love. Take hold of myself and light, hold it up, but still I know you just got blinded by the gleam. I say no, don't leave me lacking love. Otherwise, fit you like a glove, but yeah, I know you got a new pair today.
Sean Murray, Lacking Love. Thank you so much, Sean.
Thank you, Kathy.
Promise.